A second mass shooting in 2 days. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. But the one in Laguna Woods, California, was stopped after one person was killed, five others injured.
I want to thank those people who were wise enough to take action and endanger themselves to save others in that church. That is so impressive.
Mayor Carol Moore.
Police say there were 30 to 40 churchgoers inside the Geneva Presbyterian Church at the time of the shooting. And some inside the church used an extension cord to hogtie the suspect and then take two weapons from him before police arrived.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez, the suspected gunman, an Asian man in his 60s. There was another shooting Sunday at a flea market in Houston, Texas, after five men got into an argument and it escalated. Two were killed, three injured. Scary to Harris County Sheriff's Major of Patrol Susan Cotter.
It's very popular on Sundays for families to come down here and eat and, you know, ride rides and stuff like that.
In Buffalo, New York, Saturday shooting is being investigated as a hate crime.
His express goal and purpose was to take as many black lives as he possibly could.
Mayor Byron Brown, the 18-year-old gunman, Peyton Gendron, charged with murdering 10 people. Three more were injured in a supermarket rampage.
Gendron was referred for counseling and a mental health evaluation last June. Police say he drove 3.5 hours from Conklin, New York to Buffalo. 11 of the 13 victims are black. The community that was targeted is 80% black. And a manifesto apparently written by Gendron claims he was radicalized online. It states his racist views do not come from the people in his life.
Fox's Nate Foy. After leading a group of senators to Ukraine over the weekend, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is in Helsinki as Finland and Sweden move to join NATO.
Finland brings a lot to the alliance.
McConnell says there's bipartisan U.S. support for expanding NATO. The price of the gas pumps rises again. Another penny. AAA's national average for regular record, $4.48. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
COVID cases continue to rise back up in the U.S. They've gone up 4 weeks in a row. The 605,000 reported last week were more than double the number a month ago. COVID deaths, though, declined from the week before. COVID is spreading like wildfire, apparently, in North Korea, which for 2 years claimed that it kept the virus out. Well, now 50 deaths are reported, more than a million people sick with fevers, another 500,000 in quarantine. Leader Kim Jong-un has ordered North Korean's military to help. Vaccine mandates remain an issue in the U.S. military and at the Air Force Academy, where four cadets may not graduate for refusing to get the shots.
An Air Force Academy spokesperson says that with graduation still 2 weeks away, the cadets have time to weigh their options. There are also two juniors, a sophomore, and six freshmen at the academy that are unvaccinated. Potential consequences for the seniors include not being commissioned as officers and the possible repayment of tuition, which could run as high as $200,000. Last year, the Pentagon announced a vaccine mandate for all members of the service, including those at academies. About 4,000 service members have been discharged since for refusing to get vaccinated. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Turning to Wall Street, where the Dow has gone down 7 weeks in a row. Futures are down modestly. Markets overseas are mixed. In the NBA playoffs, two blowouts. The Dallas Mavericks eclipsed the Suns and Phoenix by 33 points last night to move on to play Golden State in the Western Conference Finals with a Game 7 win. Boston advances in the East.
Alley-oop inside, Brown, and the foul! Another gorgeous feed And Jaylen Brown with a chance for a three-point play.
The Celtics beat the Milwaukee Bucks 109-81 on ABC in a Game 7, moving on to face the Miami Heat. In hockey, two NHL Game 7s went to overtime. The New York Rangers beat Pittsburgh 4-3 to advance. Calgary KO'd Dallas 3-2 to move on to round two. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.